At Roush Honda, our service department stands behind the promises our salespeople make. Our customers appreciate it, and it's helped make us the number one Honda dealer in Ohio. Straight talk, legendary service, Roush Honda.
Matt Mayer of the Buckeye Institute. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I see the president is talking about his jobs plan in a site near a decaying bridge in Cincinnati to bring jobs back to Cincinnati, Kentucky, Ohio, and so forth.
Yeah, a bridge that, by the way, doesn't apply under this program he's trying to push.
Really?
And it's a bridge that's going to last another 20 to 30 years. It's not a bridge that's actually in any danger at all. But that doesn't. It's a good photo op, so you know that's what the president's all about these days.
But it. So the. I don't get it. If the bridge is, oh well, there are so many things I don't get. That's why we have people like you come on to help me get things.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, right. I wish it were that easy, right?
The president is basing his campaign, and I kind of notice the emphasis seems to be a little more on re-election and a little less on jobs and what he must do for the country. Do you feel that to be true? Do you get a sense of that?
Yeah, I mean, he's in full re-election mode, and you can just tell by the language he's employing, which is really unprecedented at this point in an incumbent, this far away from an election. But, I mean, it's just clearly engaging in campaigning at this point, and unfortunately he's going to do a lot of that on taxpayer dollars under the guise of presidential visits that are all about bills but really are just campaign rallies.
Okay, so he's asking, he's urging congressional leaders, i.e. Republicans, to pass his $447 billion jobs bill that he says will fund public works projects and speed up repairs to crumbling bridges and roads. That sounds that sounds great. I'm for that.
Well, who wouldn't be for that, except for the fact that you have to pay for that. And when you pay for it with higher taxes, it just doesn't work. And look, we got to step back. I mean, the market tanked yesterday. Futures, as Bellinger just noted on the program, are headed lower even still. Greece and Europe is teetering. China is slowing down. We have a massive global economic problem. And you know, even President Clinton noted yesterday that the wrong thing to do right now is to raise taxes. You've got a private sector in Ohio that is on its knees. 500,000 net fewer jobs than 11 years ago. Very little job growth. You've got a government sector that has had very little job loss, about 9,000 net in the last 11 years. And just don't realize that we simply cannot afford to have a very high-paid, big government process here in Ohio that doesn't have a corresponding vibrant private sector to fund it. And that disconnect is really going to come to bear all over the state here, especially in local governments over the next couple of months as they're seeking higher taxes on private sector folks who've lost ground, are losing more ground, and have houses that are now depreciating even more.
Okay, as the Obama administration and Congress debating taxing the wealthy, it has raised the question, what is rich? The president often uses the figure $200,000 per individual, $250,000 per family, but the president talks about asking millionaires and billionaires to pay their fair share.
Yeah, you know, and this is the coded language of the left, right? The fair share. You know, define for me what that means. That's what I wish they would do, because it's always a moving target. The reality is that the quote-unquote rich, whether it's $200,000 and above, it's a million and above, they pay in excess of their percent of income in taxes. So the percent of taxes they pay is always higher than the percent of income. We already have a progressive tax structure. They're already paying in excess of their fair share of the income. At what point do we want to say, okay, you've reached your fair share, and now we're going to essentially try to figure out how do we make sure that everybody has skin in the game when we have half of the U.S. population that does not pay federal taxes? That is a problem. You can tax the rich 100%, and you still can't close the deficit because there's not enough money there. There's not that many of them. You got to focus on broad-based tax reform, that allows us to say, look, we got to create jobs and get this economy moving, and creating greater uncertainty, putting more regulations on the books is not the answer to doing that. And taxing people even higher is certainly not the answer to doing that.
What about Ohio by the numbers from August of this year, job creation and so forth? Where do we stand, Matt?
We had zero job growth, as you know, and that's a real problem. We have some trends that are okay in the sense of some areas in the private sector that are adding jobs. Other services, education and health services, which of course are government driven, some mining, some construction, but we're still seeing large losses in manufacturing, trade, transportation, utility, things like that. Our recovery that we, our best case recovery moved up a month, so it's now November 2016, but 2016 is cold comfort to all those unemployed Ohioans or underemployed Ohioans that are just trying to make ends meet and create a, prosperity for their families.
The peak of jobs in Ohio was March of 2000?
Yeah, that's when we hit the 4.85 million private sector jobs. Was way back in March of 2000, and we're about 500,000 jobs below that today. So we've got a long way to go to just get back to where we were 11 and a half years ago.
Now, the governor is talking about the Utica field and the jobs that will provide in the near future. That should have an economic jobs impact beyond anything we could imagine.
Yeah, that's a great thing, and we really applaud the governor for moving aggressively on trying to get the Utica Shale development going. It's a great opportunity for Ohio to become an energy leader. It's a great opportunity to create jobs in an industry, in an area, by the way, that's been down on its knees for not just the last few years, but for the last few decades. So it's a great move by the governor. We just got to hope that folks who are opposing this get a little bit more reasonable and stop using demagogue points that talk about fracking as some dangerous thing when it's been going on for 60 years. Millions fracturing has occurred, and we don't have massive amounts of water pollution because it occurs below the water table.
All right. So I didn't mean to break you away from jobs in Ohio here. So it's still kind of dismal.
It's not only dismal. I can't be more serious to note this global uncertainty that's growing. When China starts seeing a slowdown, when you have problems continue to teeter in Europe, you have Brazil and other countries that people are looking to try to have some growth, and all that's starting to slow down, and here in the U.S. we have a net zero job growth. That is hugely problematic. That the likelihood is we're heading towards a second recession. And I got to tell you, the idea that the state and local government budgets that have been based upon revenue projections, if that revenue starts coming in under where it already is, but if it gets even worse, we're going to have to see further cuts. And this is happening at a time when huge numbers of school districts that are already broke are coming to us to say, we need more of your money because they failed to put in the really aggressive compensation package reforms that they need to do in order to realign those packages to the private sector's ability to pay.
Healthcare costs go up when Obamacare goes in 2014. How are we going to deal with that?
Again, another tax, another weight on the American family. This is just a growing problem. And if you step back for a moment and you have to realize, the Obama presidency is, approaching at the end of its third year, has been an utter disaster. And, you have to go back to Reagan in his first 3 years and really say, what Reagan and really Paul Volcker did at the Fed was to say, we're going to go through the pain and we're going to get this done quickly and it's going to hurt, but once we get through it, we can recover. The Obama administration is taking the exact opposite approach. They keep putting all these government programs that increase spending, that try to kind of pay Peter to rob Paul, that extend the pain rather than let us hit the bottom, get to the bottom of this, and then start to recover. And so we've got to stop putting in place all these policies, cash for clunkers, these home mortgage foreclosure stalls, all these things that are not allowing the market to bottom out so that we can start the recovery process and get Ohio moving again.
Wouldn't it be nice to have America back?
Oh, my God, it'd be great to have America back. We're the greatest country on earth. We have the opportunity here to create prosperity in a broad swath to anybody who really works hard, plays by the rules, and doesn't get involved in self-defeating behavior. And we've got to allow that to really grow and be fruitful here, and we're not. We're putting in place policies that are retarding the ability of the private sector to really create broad-based prosperity here in Ohio and America.
Matt, thank you, sir. Matt Mayer with Buckeye Institute.